This is AP News Minute. The U.S. and Iran are threatening each other, AP's Julie Walker reports.
President Trump warning Iran the clock is ticking before the U.S. obliterates its power plants if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz. That's where oil shipments are piling up, prompting Tehran to say it would respond by attacking U.S. and Israeli energy and infrastructure assets.
ICE agents are heading to airports to help TSA personnel who haven't been getting paid because of a partial lapse in Homeland Security funding. Border Czar Tom Homan was on Fox News Sunday.
An ICE agent can maintain those exits, and that allows a TSA officer to go back to screening to move people through quicker. You know, ICE can check identification before people enter the screening area.
Cubans are coming back to life after a nationwide collapse of the entire power grid Saturday, the third power loss this month. The Cuban government partially blames a U.S. energy blockade. I'm Donna Water.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.